B-Pod Studios.
But right now, we got our guys from the Harlem Globetrotters in here. We got Darnell, Speedy Artist, and then my man who I've met more than a couple of times. We got Zeus McClurkin in here as well. Gentlemen, welcome back to Philadelphia. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having us again. We appreciate it.
Now, we are always proud to have always good to have you in here, Zeus. But here's the thing. Darnell, Speedy Artist, my man, Philly native, East Germantown, Gwinnett Mercy alum. You're home.
Yes, sir.
How's it feel to come home and perform?
I'm excited to be home. It's a great feeling to be home and get a chance to play here. Oh, wait, there we go.
Hey, what's up?
There we go.
Straight, hear that? No, right in the radio voice. Well, hey, what's going on? Pull that microphone close. It's like, what's up, everybody?
I'm excited to be home, get the opportunity to play here in front of my family and my friends. I used to go to the Harlem Globetrotters every year when I was a kid, so I know how much it means to kids because I know how much it meant to me. So I know my family's really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and Zeus, I know you've performed here many times. You've played here many times. You guys got one game going on at the Lea Corps Center on Temple's campus Friday, March 1st. Then you got one game in Trenton Saturday, March 2nd. Two games at the Wells Fargo Center Sunday, March 3rd. Tickets, full schedule, all that stuff, HarlemGlobetrotters.com/Philly. What's the best part? I mean, you guys play all over the place.
Yeah,
what sticks out about Philly?
The coolest part about Philly is the fans. I mean, you guys are the city of brotherly love. Every time we play here, you know, we feel like we can jump a little bit higher and shoot a little bit further back. Like those trick shots I did over at the link, you know, I only did that because I had the fans there cheering me on. And this is our 2019 fan-powered world tour. So you guys are going to see more fan interaction this year than ever before. You know, we might come up into the stands, bring you down, spin the ball on your finger, eat your concessions because we get hungry during the game. But you know you're going to have a great time with us.
Yeah, and Darnell, I mean, when was the first time you saw the Globetrotters?
The first time I saw the Globetrotters, I think I was 10 years old. I was in the fourth grade, and I remember seeing Showbiz Jackson. So that was a long time ago, probably 15 years ago.
Wow. And how many seasons now with the Globetrotters?
This is my third season with the world famous Harlem Globetrotters. This is my first time playing at home, though. So this week coming up is going to be great.
A little nervous?
No.
How many ticket requests? How many people hit me up? Yo, Speedy, remember me? Remember me, freshman year?
The whole city.
Start finding family members. Zeus, you did something. You referenced it earlier, but you are a trick shot expert. And you actually, you have four Guinness World Records.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite one?
It has to be the dunking records I have. I have two slam dunk records. One is the most slam dunks in 1 minute, and I made 16 in 1 minute. That was with having to go behind the free throw line in between every attempt.
Oh.
And then my favorite one is the one I just did last year, and it is the blindfolded slam dunks in 1 minute. I made 5 blindfolded slam dunks in 1 minute before Bird Box.
What?
Before Bird Box.
I love that you have to clarify that now. Just so you know, I'm not picking up on a trend.
Started it.
It was me. You're welcome, Sandra. Then you also did the expert shots. You did the incredible shot at the link last year after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Walk me through that one.
No, there was still magic going on there at that arena. So what we did, we shot about 4 trick shots that day, maybe two or three I did solo, and it was pretty cool. We had the band there, and you know, I don't know, I just threw it off and knocked it down.
Now, Speedy, you grew up here.
Yes, sir.
Sixers fan, I would hope.
Yes, sir, big Sixers fan.
What are we gonna do with Joel Embiid, brother? What are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Little knee sprain, little knee issue.
Yeah.
What do we got going on here?
I don't know. I think he'll be fine. I think they're just giving him some rest, honestly, but they don't want to just say rest, so. Mm. You know, sometimes that's how it goes.
When you guys,
Speedy's right on it.
Yeah, I think so.
Right, you know, that's how it goes. Yeah. They don't want to just put rust again. So
exactly.
When you guys watch the All Star Game, a lot of people say, "Oh, they're like the whole Harlem Globetrotters first half. They're just they're entertaining themselves. They're trying to entertain the fans." When you guys watch that, are you guys like, "Nice try"?
Well, I know the dunk contest is something I see in practice every single day. I mean, we got guys who have 50-inch verticals, and they're doing 360 dunks, you know, without stretching like it's nothing. So when we see the dunk contest, we're like, that's pretty cool. But we see it every single time at our games, and you'll see the same thing.
What about you, Speedy?
The dunkers on our team, I saw a lot of hype about the Giannis dunk, the bounce to Steph, and we have at least 3 or 4 plays that the ball has to go that high, and the dunkers just go get it. every single night like it's nothing. We have some amazing athletes and some amazing players on our team.
That's like play number one.
Yeah.
The playbook for the Globetrotters. That's our warm-up. No problem.
We call that layup lines.
Yeah, right. This is great. We love having you guys in Philly. And I remember the first time I went to see the Harlem Globetrotters play, I was like, Dad, I told my dad I was about 10 or 11 years old, and a friend of mine invited me to go with his family, and I was like, Dad, I'm going to go see the Globetrotters play. You know, hopefully they win. Because I didn't know about, like, this. I didn't know that the other team was I don't know. They're trying hard. Excuse me. I'm sorry. They're trying. But he's like, you know, you're going to see a show, right? Like, you're going to see some amazing basketball players do some amazing things with the basketball, and they tend to rarely miss.
Last time we lost to the team that we're playing this year was 1971. So we got a little bit of a streak going on. We're doing pretty good.
About momentum.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Is there a big rivalry? Do you guys talk a lot of trash?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're basketball players. That competitive nature is always in us, and we're always trying to compete.
That's incredible. Now, when did you guys first know that you would have the ability to be a Globetrotter?
I think for me, it came like my freshman year of college. I made a huge transition as a player from my senior year to my years in college. And just being an amazing dribbler, an amazing shooter, knowing that, you know, to be a Harlem Globetrotter, you also have to be an amazing person. So we have some of the best, like, people on our team. So I think that's right around the time when I started to realize, you know, I could really do something special and be a part of this special, iconic brand.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Zeus, you're just witnessing the greatness that is Bob Cooney.
Yes.
Bob Cooney played a little college ball himself.
I see.
Covered 76ers for like 20 billion years. The man
knows.
All right. A little bit. But the man knows what he's doing.
Spun it on his finger.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that you could out right now that maybe just couldn't get it done? Like maybe a celebrity of sorts, not a local celebrity, but it's like somebody you met, world famous, that just couldn't handle the spinning of the finger. Because I know you do that a lot, where you'll spin it and you'll get it started and then you'll pass it off.
It's not easy. It's not easy. And we try to do it with just about all the celebrities we meet. I know we had a hard time getting it on the Pope's finger one time.
I can see that being a little weird. You
know. Celebrities. And he goes right to Pope.
Little nervous. We were a little nervous.
Wait, I'm not name dropping or anything, but when I put it on Pope's finger, it didn't work all that well.
Right. Pope Frank, the current Pope?
Yeah, the current Pope. Yeah. It was tough, but, you know, we got the picture just in time, so it looks like it's lovely. Yeah.
Okay, that's a bit of a curveball you just threw me right there. Very interesting. So when you guys go out there, what's the favorite thing? Like, you guys do a whole bunch of stuff while you're on the court. It's such a great show. And again, you guys got one game coming up at the Lee Corus Center Friday, March 1st. You got another game coming up in Trenton on Saturday, March 2nd, and then two games at the Wells Fargo Center Sunday, a night and day, a matinee, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's on March 3rd, Sunday, March 3rd, March 3rd at the Wells Fargo Center. When you guys get out there on the court, what's the number one thing you're looking forward to?
The look on the fans' faces. If you look in our games, you know, you'll see somebody 10 years old, somebody 30 years old, and somebody in their 70s, and everybody has the same smile on their face, no matter who's there. You don't have to be a basketball fan, per se, to enjoy a Harlem Globetrotter game. You just got to want to come and have a good time. You can leave all this cold weather outside, come on inside, have a good time with us.
Zeus, I love that. That's a good one. I love seeing that. How about you, Speedy? What do you like?
I love to interact with the fans, especially the kids. Whenever I get a chance to pull some kids into the show or make the kid feel special that day, because you never know what a kid is dealing with or what a person, for that matter, is dealing with. So when we get people that get to come out for an hour and a half, 2 hours, to just have fun, let go of everything else in the world, just enjoy the Globetrotters, that's really what's special about our jobs, aside from just being basketball players, just, you know, being ambassadors of goodwill and making somebody's, you know, day.
Darnell, Speedy, Artis, and Zeus McClurkin, thank you guys for coming in. Always great. Zeus, great seeing you again, brother. We've had some fun in the past. Hope to see you guys, of course, when you're at the Wells Fargo Center coming up, of course, March 3rd. Two shows that Sunday, and then March 2nd on Saturday. You got a show coming up in Trenton, and then one at the Lee Corus Center on Friday, March 1st. Tickets and full schedule at harlemglobetrotters.com/Philly. That's how that works when you're reading off your notes. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Great seeing you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.